So far, at least, Vermont has done a pretty good job at slowing the spread of COVID-19. But neighboring states like New York and Massachusetts have become coronavirus hotspots. Governor Phil Scott says his biggest worry now is that visitors from those areas will bring the virus with them to Vermont. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, his administration has launched an unprecedented traffic monitoring effort to find out just how many out-of-staters are coming to the Green Mountains.
All right, we go to New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York.
I'm standing in a grassy field next to Route 4 in Fairhaven. It's smack dab on Vermont's border with New York, and I'm not the only one counting cars here.
There's two, so they're doing each direction at this location. So they're doing inbound and outbound.
That's Rob Faley from the Agency of Transportation. He says the guys sitting in the pickup trucks on each side of this four-lane highway have been here since 6 this morning. They have one job and one job only, to log the name of the state on each and every license plate crossing into Vermont from New York and vice versa.
They're tracking the percentage of in-state license plates versus out-of-state license plates.
This is one of 28 border crossings being monitored for 14 hours a day by the Agency of Transportation. It's a massive data-gathering operation that began on April 1st, and it involves more than 50 AOT maintenance workers who have suddenly found themselves on the front lines of their state's defense against COVID-19.
You see, we've got, you know, portalettes for all of them. And we do drive around. We have relievers that go around, give them, you know, a half-hour break in the middle of the day so they can, you know, grab a bite to eat and just take their eyes off the road for a few minutes.
The growth rate of COVID-19 in Vermont is now among the slowest in the nation. The same cannot be said of New York and Massachusetts, however. And while coronavirus-related deaths in each of those states have been on the decline in recent days, Governor Phil Scott says the COVID-19 hotspots there are still raging.
You know, my biggest fear is that we'll have a few of those embers come into the state and then erupt, and we're not prepared for them. And then we have a full-blown pandemic right in our own backyard.
On March 30th, Scott ordered anyone coming into Vermont from outside the state to self-quarantine for 14 days. 2 days later, the Agency of Transportation began its new car-counting mission. And according to Scott's communications director, Rebecca Kelly, the numbers have been encouraging.
And nothing that's raised to the level of thinking we're seeing a huge influx or a major change in inbound visitors.
Kelly says the data is a big reason Scott decided not to institute some of the more restrictive travel limitations seen in other states.
Looking at some things that other states did around having the National Guard out is something that we were seeing happening in other states and that we were seeing some calls for here in Vermont. So this was really about getting a sense of whether we needed to explore other options.
Options like the one featured in this TV news story from Rhode Island last month.
And here in southern New England, some residents are concerned about people from New York coming here and potentially spreading the virus.
And starting tomorrow, Governor Gina Raimondo has ordered the National Guard to go door to door in coastal communities looking for people from New York. And today, state troopers began pulling drivers over if they have New York license plates.
The license plate data gathered by the Agency of Transportation isn't perfect. Faley says they have no way of knowing how long out-of-staters stay in Vermont or what they're doing while they're here. Of the nearly 1.6 million inbound plates counted so far, nearly half were from somewhere other than Vermont. The state recently scaled back the total number of border checkpoints, but Scott doesn't have any immediate plans to stop counting visitors from states with more serious COVID-19 infection rates.
They're still seeing a number of deaths. They're still seeing positive cases. So this isn't over for them, and they are literally in our backyard.
And based on the border monitoring data, coming to Vermont's front yard, too. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.